This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-TALIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't mean to insult you guys, but some of you were absolutely useless. I asked you what to do about my new Apple XR voicemail. It doesn't even light up when I get voicemail. I told you guys, I admitted to you that I was completely incompetent when it came to my phone or electronics. And, I really plead, if anybody knows how I get my Apple XR to give me a little light so I know there's a voicemail so I don't have to just keep calling it blindly, I would really appreciate it. Thank you. That's all. Look, I give you guys advice. I give you guys advice. And you guys just once can't give me a little help. Yes. Okay. I'm stupid. Is that what you want to hear? I don't know how to work my iPhone. I purchased a phone that I can't do simple jobs on, simple tasks on. I'm stupid. Is that what you guys want to hear? Great. Now, please, help me out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I think we're all, it's the end of the year. Are we all getting a little testy? I'm getting testy. I mean, I love Christmas time, but boy, is it stressful right now. Gosh, there's so much going on. You're looking at the end of the year. You're looking at all the spending you have to do. I am so sick of the news. I don't think I can watch the news anymore. Border wall, government shutdown. Probably every 2 or 3 days in the news, I hear somebody overdosing and dying. So I'm going to start focusing on my little happy place, which is going away. All right, going on vacation. We're going to be going on a cruise to, I think we're going to be leaving Cape Canaveral and going down to, like, Bahamas. It's kind of like the Western Caribbean. They had really inexpensive cruises this summer. Best thing to do for Christmas time because you get out of the cold, even though I kind of like cold and I'd like to see some snow, but you get out of the cold, you get to, you know, feed the kids, you know, as much as they want, all they can eat. So you end up saving money. I spend more money on what they eat if we were home, not on vacation, than what I do on a cruise. I mean, that's how much you eat, okay? And it gets you out of Dodge. So here I am, getting into my zone, going, I'm going to love the cruise. Yes, I am going to be in a bathing suit. Okay, but here's the thing. Did I tell you guys what my bathing suit has been? Okay. No, it's not sexy at all. No, my bathing suit wear, my style is now very practical. You're not going to like it at all. I am sorry. This is going to be like the biggest turnoff. If I wore a bikini, that would be a turnoff. You guys have all seen me. I've changed the way I do bathing suits. And I love it now. And maybe it's because I'm getting older. But the biggest problem I have as a woman is wearing a one-piece and having to go to the bathroom, especially if you're in a foreign country, and a lot of foreign countries' bathrooms don't have doors. So if you're in a one-piece, you need to take everything off, right, to be able to go to the bathroom. No, I don't pee in the pool. I don't. And I don't really want to pee in the ocean, too, because I just don't want to, you know, attract sharks and animals and stuff like that, right, and give them any hormones. I don't need to do that. But so I don't like doing that. So what I started to do was wear a shirt, my water shirt, especially since I have, like, these little pre-melanoma things that seem to computer went on. How do I shut off the volume? There we go. So I wear a shirt. So if I did have to go to the bathroom and take off the bathing suit, I could then put a shirt back on. Well, then I started to get thunder thighs as I aged. And not as much cellulite as I would have expected. But when your butt gets bigger, the thighs do too. Now, mind you, I exercise. I exercise about an hour, hour and a half a day. And it doesn't matter how much muscle. My thighs are kind of big. So I found these workout water shorts. I don't know if I was at Target or whatever. And they actually look kind of cute. So now I'm noticing I'm wearing my bathing suit. I'm wearing shorts, right? I'm wearing this cute top. And I'm like, wait a second, that's still a lot of clothes to take off when I have to pee. So now you want to know what my bathing suit is? My bathing suit is basically my shorts and the top. And I don't even wear a bathing suit anymore. And now I can just go to the bathroom when I have to go to the bathroom. Now, my husband and I are going to be celebrating our 22nd anniversary. And I know you guys are like, man, poor he. You know, he really, you know, deserves somebody a little sexier. No, he doesn't. There is nothing in the Bible, in the Constitution, that says your wife has to stay sexy. No. Because remember, you know, the whole purpose of sex is to procreate. It's not just have fun. And if I don't think him turning 50 needs to procreate, then he doesn't need to be attracted to anybody. I mean, he may be, who knows? So that's my bathing suit. Now, here's news, unfortunately. These cruises are not without their tragedy. There was a man with autism who went overboard, a 22-year-old named Luke Renner. And I guess he was traveling in a group of nine with Wishes for Me Foundation on a five-night carnival fantasy cruise from Mobile, Alabama. Unfortunately, his travel companions reported him missing. So the authorities searched the 2,600-passenger ship, and they say he climbed over a deck rail and jumped off the ship. Family thinks he might have mistakenly believed he was going swimming. Unfortunately, he's now... Again, the FDA is recommending you avoid fluoroquinolones, antibiotics like ciprofloxacin, levofloxacin, or Levaquin or Cipro. As we get more information, we'll keep you posted. But this is not good because it's a very common antibiotic. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I'm sorry, my nose. Many of you listen to my show at various times of the day, and you can't call in live. So we do have an answer line, and let's go to some of those calls now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, this is Cindy Daniel again, and I just love your show. I just hate it when you go off the air.
Me too.
I could listen to you all the time. I'd probably never get tired of you. Anyway,
see, you see that, people? You hear that?
You were just talking about heart attack, stroke, ischemic stroke and all that, and my stepdad was euthanized about 5 years ago at North Memorial Hospital. I fought for so long, and I mentioned this to you once before. I couldn't stop it whatsoever because he had an ischemic stroke, and then he had the hemorrhagic, and so that was it. But so I decided to look this up. Okay, so you have a stroke, and you have myocardial infarction, which is a heart attack caused by bacteria. Now, the problem is that they never tell us about bacteria. If bacteria can cause a myocardial infarction, a heart attack caused by bacteria, then why is it they cover it up? I can Google this, Dr. Dahlia. I can Google bacteria caused by heart attack. You will find nothing unless you remember that word, myocardial infarction. There is a cover-up. Why are the Asians getting so sick? They eat tons of pork. What does Leviticus 11 say? Yes, I'm a tzaddik also. All right, certainly try my very best. Okay, and
okay, so,
you know what? You don't get any, you know, don't eat pork. Don't eat the swine. God bless you. I love you so much. You are the best. Thanks, dear.
Well, bless you too, sweetie. So you brought up a few things. Okay, so myocardial infarction and bacterial causes. This is something that, that's a great topic. That is a great topic. The pork, we've been worried about parasites, and other sorts of things with undercooked pork, which is why there's, we always want to cook pork because we're worried about trichomoniasis and certain parasites that can unfortunately you could contract when you eat undercooked pork. But in terms of heart attacks and strokes that could be induced by bacterial infections and viral infections, you are 100% right. You are at higher risk when you are fighting an infection. We've talked about how with flu disease, with flu, you could be at a higher risk for heart attack following that week of the flu. I think I wrote an article about this about a year ago, and so I want to bring that back. And so any sort of stress that your body undergoes can put you at risk for heart attacks. However, what a very key message I have to say is if you are heart healthy, it's very rare for you to then just have a heart attack out of the blue when you're undergoing an infection. Now, there are bacteria and viruses that can infect the heart. Pericarditis, endocarditis, infect heart valves. These are things that can happen with bacteria. And if you do have a valvular infection or an infection surrounding the heart, yes, you could be at risk for heart disease, heart attack. But the question lies, if you're at risk for heart disease, what do you do if you get sick? So a lot of us take antibiotics, and one theory that had been out there, it had been brought up, I think it was about 10, 15 years ago, is are antibiotics part of the reason why we've been able to prevent heart attacks? You know, we've been having less heart attacks, and I've been taking a bow, you know, because I love the statin medications, the cholesterol medications that get a lot of heat, right, in the news, right? So I'll take a bow and a curtsy because I'm trying to lower your blood pressure and I'm trying to lower your blood sugar and I'm trying to lower your cholesterol. And so I'm all excited and very happy about it. And I'm, you know, taking my, you know, bows. And there was a hypothesis years ago that, you know, maybe it's the antibiotics. Doctors have been so quick to write an antibiotic that maybe some people who were going to have a heart attack because they were sick didn't, because the antibiotic, you know, helped fight the infection. Now, that's a very dangerous hypothesis to perpetuate, myth to perpetuate, because we already overprescribe antibiotics as it is, and we have a higher increase of antibiotic resistance. And so we don't want people overprescribing antibiotics. Antibiotics do not, in scientific literature, prevent the average heart attack. But should that be studied? Yeah. You know, you hear of people getting, infections, they'll get a strep throat, and then from a strep throat, it'll affect their heart. And so it does happen. It's rare, you know, but there's been cases where people were looking like they were presenting with a heart attack, and it was actually an infection of their valve. So we don't want people getting sick. That's okay. If the medical community has to have some sort of a cause or take some direction, our direction is we don't want you getting sick, but if you do get sick, hopefully it's something your body can fight and it helps to make your body stronger. So for those of us that got the chickenpox when we were little kids, that was rough. Some people might have died from the chickenpox. But for those of us that survived, we have antibodies now to protect us against the chickenpox again. Very good. So it made us stronger. What doesn't kill us makes us stronger. Unfortunately, now most of us are at risk for shingles, which is why we have a shingles vaccine. And shingles is chickenpox resurging and, you know, affected one dermatome of our body, one side of our body along a nerve root that can cause either blindness or it could cause, you know, severe chest discomfort and restriction so we can't breathe or a whole variety of other things or chronic pain. So ideally, not getting the chickenpox or being able to fight it off would be ideal, but that doesn't happen. We are going to get sick. That's just the way nature is. And once we try to succeed at never getting sick, there's going to be a new infection. There'll be some new bacteria that comes out. I mean, there's, you know, evolution of animals, evolution of plants, there's evolution of bacteria and viruses. But when we tell you to get the flu shot, because we want to decrease risk of flu-related deaths, it's not so much that you die from the flu, but the number one cause of death is pneumonia, but another high cause of death could be heart attack. So viruses and bacteria absolutely 1,000% could put you at higher risk of heart disease if you're vulnerable. Now, who's vulnerable to heart disease? Well, if you have high cholesterol, if you have diabetes, if you have high blood pressure, if you've ever had a heart attack, if you've had a family history of heart attacks, if you're a smoker, if you are obese, if you're not very active, and if you have a high stressful life. So stress. I mean, a lot of us have stress. So, I'm not sure what she meant by her uncle being euthanized. I'm not exactly sure. You know, I'm hearing a lot of cases. This really fascinates me. I am hearing a lot of sporadic stories that family members are getting euthanized. This euthanasia, I am suspecting, is probably a very kept quiet secret that could be occurring very privately between a doctor and the family, right? Allowing somebody to leave without going through the whole official red tape. I don't know if I'm a fan of that, right? There's a lot of ethics issues involved. And, but, you know, this isn't the first time I've heard about it. I've heard many people say, no, we let the doctor euthanize. I'm like, well, what did he do? Give more pain medication? Did he stop a medicine that was keeping him alive? What are we talking about here? So that kind of is fascinating, right? And then there was a third thing she brought up that I forgot, probably about the pork. Yeah, the Bible, fascinating how the Bible gave us a lot of the Old Testament, Leviticus, gave us a lot of rules on food. And food that wasn't cooked properly, like shellfish and pork, were considered unclean. And we were told not to eat them, and it's because they probably noticed that people were dying more or getting sick after eating certain, you know, shrimp or shellfish or pork than they were with other foods. So, I don't think mad cow disease had been around back then. All right, 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Keep the calls coming and your questions, your comments. 1-877-362-3254.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a letter to the president, Defense Secretary James Mattis has resigned. He said, quote, "Because you have a right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned than yours," end quote. The announcement comes a day after the president tweeted that he was ordering the withdrawal of all U.S. forces in Syria. And now there's word he's seeking a similar withdrawal in Afghanistan. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller insists, resignation aside, Mattis and the president got along very well.
The media that's having this hysterical reaction to James Mattis retiring is the same media in many cases, the same politicians in many cases, who cheered our nation into a war in Iraq that turned out to be an absolute catastrophe.
Miller said President Trump was elected to get our foreign policy back on the right track. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gifts. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a lot of you guys are going to be doing some last-minute shopping as we're expanding to the holidays. You know, I'm still a little confused with what the kids are into. I'm just a little confused because, I mean, for me, I'd be thinking, all right, Transformers. Transformers could be old. Star Wars could be old. I mean, the latest Star Wars movie was, what, Han Solo? And that kind of flopped. So I don't even know if I would get the kids, you know, Star Wars figurines. To me, I would still love it because, you know, I've loved Star Wars since the 70s. So the Good Housekeeping has a list of the top trending holiday gifts on Google right now. So for toys, one is the LOL Surprise Pearl Surprise. I'm not sure what that is. Another is the JoJo Siwa Singing Doll. That's about $27, whereas the LOL Surprise is $22. Spin Master Lovabella is about $60. DJI Tello Beginner Drone. Drones are big with kids. $99. But a beginner drone, meaning it's probably something that's going to break pretty quickly. And then Melissa and Doug Fresh Mart Grocery Store. Okay, I got to look that up. What kind of a toy is that? Hold on a second. That's got to be a what? Okay, so Melissa and Doug Grocery Store. I have got to see what that looks like. I'm sorry. Hold on, image. Okay, it's two people, two kids, and there's a conveyor belt that a girl is, and it's a boy who is trying to get goods at a store, and she brings them up and gives them groceries. How much is something like that? They say it's $150 for kids to pretend they're at a grocery store called Fresh Mart. Okay. I mean, if that's what the kids are into, I'm confused. And what about home and appliances? They say the Keurig B single-serve coffee maker seems to be a big one. A KitchenAid Professional 5 Plus Series Stand Mixer. Oh, yeah, if my husband ever bought me something for the kitchen, I would throw it at him. There was a toy. I was at a toy store at Farmer's Market in L.A., and there was a toy that said Sweep Dust Mop. I put it on my Twitter. I'm like, are you guys kidding me? Sweep Dust Mop. That was the toy. I'm like, who the heck would... Are you kidding me? The Vitamix E320 Explorian Blender and the iRoomba 960. That's about $550. Is iRoomba the electronic that is cleaning up the place? I saw a commercial. Hold on a second. I saw a commercial where it's a little portable. It was today when I was watching the news and working out. It was like a little portable robot that goes and cleans up around the house. And then there's a hand switch for you to, like, clean up the couch if somebody, like, drops their cornflakes. That's called the iRoomba. That's about $550. Wow. So what about electronics? Well, they say what's trending in terms of gifts is the Fitbit Ace. It's about $100. The JBL E55BT wireless headphones. The Fujifilm Instax Share printer. The Nintendo Switch. And the MSI Optics Mag Series gaming monitor. All right, I get that. Those are going to be a little pricey. And then clothing. The Nike Sportswear Windrunner men's jacket, Vans Old School Sperry Saltwater boot, MVMT Classic watch, and Ray-Ban Erica sunglasses. Ray-Ban Erica sunglasses are about $110. Then for beauty and wellness, they say the Quip toothbrush, the Revlon Pro Collection Salon One-Step Hair Dryer and Volumizer, Huda Beauty, the new nude palette. That's for probably eyeshadows. And then Philips Norelco One Blade Pro. Yeah, I was thinking about getting my husband, some grooming tools. That's not really a gift. When you buy your husband a shaving set or cologne, guys don't like that. Guys want to be hairy and stinky. I mean, they just do, you know? It's like, do we women want our husbands to buy us perfume? No, I'll pick out my own perfume and, don't tell me I stink. I'll do my own thing. Well, honey, let me buy you some Old Spice deodorant. No, thank you. So that's kind of what's trending. Now, I love the idea of a robot cleaning our house, but it's kind of small looking to me. I think for $550, I think I want to wait till it gets cheaper. So Amazon Air expands with 10 more cargo aircraft. Apparently, Amazon Air has a fleet of 50 planes right now. They say days after FedEx CEO, this is according to TechCrunch.com, Frederick Smith dismissed the Amazon threat to its business during the company's earnings call. Amazon announced an expansion of its two-year-old Amazon Air operation, which will now add 10 767-300 dedicated Amazon cargo aircraft to its fleet. The planes are being leased from existing partner Air Transport Services, which Amazon had previously tapped back in 2016 for 20 Boeing 767 freighter aircraft. So Amazon's air fleet operations before today's announcement had about 40 aircraft, right? Now it's going to grow to 50. They say the 40 aircraft today are flying in and out of gateway operations at over 20 airports. And they say it plays a significant role in how Amazon is able to make good on its promises of fast two-day shipping for Prime members. Yeah, that's okay. My husband did Prime. I did it. Because whenever I order on Amazon, I usually am able to order to get the free shipping. Or I'll order well enough ahead where I don't really need the 2 days. But I guess with Prime, you pay extra, and then you get free shipping. I hear it's a good deal. But, you know, I look at this company, and they have, like, a new hub in Fort Worth Alliance Airport. They have a hub in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky. They're going to have one in Wilmington, Ohio, Rockford, Illinois. And if you notice, these hubs are in areas that aren't really the biggest metropolises. So, for any of you guys that are fascinated by business and economy like I am, I like to watch how companies like this work, how they figure out what people want, what people need. You know, charging something a few cents less than somebody else is, I mean, that's old school. Well, not only does Amazon do that, but they basically are also adding the convenience factor. They are making it so convenient for you to just shop. And so, you know, running around, you know, the city, trying to find something a few cents cheaper, they know that a lot of people are like, you know what, for convenience, I'll pay more. So, they attack the convenience side of things. So, you know, I find that the way that the company is growing, I think it's unstoppable. Do we want it to stop? Are we afraid of Amazon? Do we think that company could be way too big? Do we think it could be controlled by some bad, you know, evil empire? It does make me a little nervous that we have a company that is able to shut out so many others. Amazon dominates. I mean, when I bought gifts, what did I do? I went to Amazon. They had their gift card, their e-gift card, so I was just able to order, you know, electronic gift cards, email them out, done. If I had extra dollars on my Discover card, because Discover card will kind of give you cash back, I could use that, done. Credit cards in there, done. So, you know, this idea of convenience, you know, what it means is if you're a company and you want to capitalize on a market, you need to know the psychology of people. And the psychology of people is we want to spend less, we want to think we're getting a deal. We might not be getting a deal, but we want to believe we're getting a deal. We want to believe that we're getting convenience because we don't want to, you know, work to shop. We want it done easy for us. And we want to know that you get us. So when these clothing companies send me pictures of new blouses and I'm like, oh my gosh, I love that. How do they know? They're studying us. That's what these companies are doing. They're studying us. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we are, I guess, facing a government shutdown, and every year this seems to happen. You know, I apologize, though. We have some breaking news. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to be having surgery, having cancerous nodules removed from the lung. I'm sorry, we got some breaking news here. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as you know, had a multiple rib fracture a few weeks back. Well, she had a fall in her office, and she had gone to the hospital because she wasn't feeling well. And now we're being told that she has two cancerous nodules removed from her left lung. They say there is no evidence of remaining disease, nor is there evidence that there is disease anywhere else in the body. She is 85 years old. Back in 1999, Ruth Bader Ginsburg underwent surgery for colorectal cancer. 10 years later, she was treated for early-stage pancreatic cancer. She is the senior most liberal justice. People have been watching her health very closely. Unfortunately, too closely. There's a lot of wagers on if this, which is sad, you know, there's a lot of wagers on if President Trump is going to be able to put in another Supreme Court justice. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, unfortunately, despite her years of service and despite, you know, what she's accomplished, is at the forefront of huge controversy because if she remains in office until a Democratic president remains in power, it will allow the Democrats to eventually regain control of the Supreme Court. If she doesn't remain in her Supreme Court position, if she does not, that allows the Republicans to seal the Supreme Court's Republican fate for a while. And so, you know, when it comes to politics, we see humanity just completely go out the door. And I get how important the Supreme Court is. I get that. But, you know, you have people, you know, unfortunately hoping one way or another. And I think our focus should be we have a human being. And, you know, that human being is undergoing, you know, a lot of medical issues. But it also brings up the next question on when should somebody retire? When is it too, you know, when is somebody, you know, too old or sick or not fit to serve? From what we understand, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is a tough cookie. And here she is, 85 years old, having cancer removed. I mean, and she's fought pancreatic cancer, colorectal cancer. She's a tough cookie. So apparently she underwent a pulmonary lobectomy today at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City, one of the best cancer centers out there. Two nodules in the lower lobe of her left lung were discovered incidentally when tests were performed at George Washington University a few weeks back to treat her rib fractures. And according to the thoracic surgeon, Valerie Rush, both nodules removed during surgery were found to be malignant on initial pathology. Post-surgery, there was no evidence of any remaining disease. They say scans performed before surgery indicated no evidence of disease elsewhere. Currently, no further treatment is planned. She is resting comfortably and is expected to remain in the hospital for a few days. They say updates will be provided as they become available. So despite how you feel about her politics, again, you know, we wish her a speedy recovery. Battling cancer is never easy. But it's, you know, that's serious. Having, you know, two nodules in the lung. Now, how do they know if the cancer is spread elsewhere? We do something called a PET scan. PET scan looks at the sugar uptake of in certain areas of the body, and cancer loves sugar. And so we will see hypermetabolic areas on a PET scan signifying that there could be cancer in those areas. So my guess is her PET scan was clear. The other thing, too, is she is probably one of the most watched public figures, even more than Trump, in politics right now, in terms of health. My guess is there's going to be a lot of privacy, right, offered. And if there was an issue that, you know, seemed to be something that could be very contentious, I don't really know how much of that would be shared. You know, I know one question I'm going to be asked is, did it take this long for them to figure out she had cancer, or did they know weeks ago? Yeah, they probably knew weeks ago. When she had her, you know, rib fractures, you know, yeah, does she have osteoporosis? Could that have caused the multiple rib fractures? But maybe her rib fractured because of a pathological fracture. Pathological fractures can happen because of cancer. Cancer spreading to the bone. So, and I believe her rib fractures did occur on the left. I have to double check that. And if that's where her cancer was, then that would, my guess is, she probably, this would have been then found fairly early on. But again, despite politics, everybody has a right to privacy. Everybody has a right to their, you know, their privacy. So now, Congress has until midnight Friday to either pass spending bills for 7 federal agencies or approve a stopgap spending measure that will push off a shutdown by a few months. Now, Donald Trump wants $5 billion in funding for the construction of a wall. And I believe this is like the pre-funding. I don't think that the $5 billion handles it all. I mean, we have a huge border. And so Donald Trump had eventually said, fine, we'll, you know, have a government shutdown. So Congress has until midnight to approve. Obviously, these are the last remaining days of Congress having any control from a Republican standpoint until the House switches to its Democratic majority in January. And so people are concerned that the shutdown could affect hundreds of thousands of jobs throughout the holidays. Now, what is still very unclear is how many of these people do get paid leave when the government is shut down. From what I was told, the majority of jobs that end up, or the furloughs that happen, end up being paid. So if there is a shutdown, employees are still paid, and they are still paid for the time off. They just go home. However, I do believe there are some positions where they would actually lose money. So Trump wants $5 billion in funding to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, and he said he would be, quote, proud to shut the government down if Congress doesn't accede to his demand. The Office of Management and Budget started notifying federal agencies Thursday that they should prepare for a shutdown. But lawmakers have already funded large portions of the government through the 2019 fiscal year, so it would only be certain parts of the government. So what they say would happen would be federal employees will work without pay. But what I understand, they will still get paid. More than 420,000 federal employees, according to CNBC, will continue to work. They just won't get paid for it immediately. Now, that is an issue if you have rent, et cetera. I mean, you know, but from what I'm told, still many times there's, so because people have bills to pay, there's ways for them to still get paid. Democrats on the Senate Appropriations Committee say that the number can include 41,000 federal law enforcement and correctional officers, FBI, DEA, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, etc. The vast majority of Department of Homeland Security employees will also work without a regular paycheck. They say the nearly 90% of workers in the agency affected by the shutdown could include 53,000 TSA employees, as well as 42,000 Coast Guard. They say 54,000 employees from Customs and Border Protection, the agents who are currently working to secure the border, are also projected to work without paychecks. They say by forcing a shutdown over border security, Trump could cause the agents he uses to temporarily go without compensation. Even 5,000 Forest Service firefighters, 3,600 National Weather Service forecasters. So they say 380,000 federal workers could be furloughed, placed on temporary leave, Department of Transportation. And they say that all that lost work could cost us money. They say the 2013 government shutdown of the loss of productivity of furlough workers cost $2 billion. And, again, it's not that we save money because the employees still get paid. They may get paid later, but they still get paid. So you don't save money with the shutdown. So I'm not really sure what's going on here, but there will be some departments that are closed, like Department of Justice, Commerce, Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Valley.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.